I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 705, January the 23rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world, the universe, and there's probably little Martians up there listening right now. They're not listening to this show because it takes a while to get up there.
Oh, no, they visited listening me to yesterday. Friday.
Probably listening to Don Shulman.
Yeah.
They're listening to Don Shulman, probably, and Judy.
Yeah, wow. Today we got the droppies. Good morning.
Having a tough time there on Bad Bob?
But no, there were Martians in the air yesterday with the big games.
Oh, there were. So we need to talk about that. But first, let's bring in Bad Bob.
Well, I was trying to clear an obstruction from in front of the camera, and never mind. Good morning.
Good morning. So did you have a good time this weekend, Bad Bob?
It was reasonably good. We went to see a movie and just kind of relaxed, recharged, all that sort of thing, and watched the rain come down, and it may be too little too late, but it all helps.
Yes, it's something.
Well, you know what? Good morning, Chat Pack, Sharon, and Indie Guy. Just starting it all up.
We're going to let it rip to this morning.
So. Fargy was there, too. What's the weather like here today, hon?
Good morning.
I'm Linda. I'm glad to be here with you guys this morning.
Oh, okay. You know, now I'm already catching it. You know what? I can already tell you right now.
Hi,
you started
Linda.
Talking already.
Linda Bott, thank you. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Free Fire Radio. And it's Monday. Okay.
Bob dropped the chairs.
41 degrees this morning right now, currently. Just that's what is happening downtown in the off of Market Street. We have actually 70% chances of rain and snow today. I love the percentage stuff, okay? Increasing clouds tonight. And tomorrow, of course, we've got showers. And the only day, Wednesday, it looks like it's partly sunny. But weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We had a great time Saturday night. It was a fun night. A new drummer in town. His name is David Tanner. He's moved from Stockton, and he's teaching music at two different high schools. Really very accomplished drummer.
You were great.
He was. Thank you.
No, you were great. You had at least three or four great sets in there that you were singing, and it was food was outstanding. It was just a good time.
Well, thank you. And today, on this day in history, I know you love this part, is John Hancock, statesman and patriot, was born in Braintree, Massachusetts in 1737. Although major sources state that John Hancock was born on January 12th of that year, others were so sure his birthday was on 23rd that it was designated as National Handwriting Day in his honor. In 1985, the National Writing Institution Manufacturers Association set this day to promote legible handwriting. All right? I own it. Mine is not, and I'm working on it. And that means calming down and just really trying to do better cursive. The association selected the day they believed to be John Hancock's birthday. So, of course, Mr. Hancock, he was the president of the Continental Congress from 1775 to 1777, and he was the first to put a signature on the Declaration of Independence.
Do you know why they call it cursive? It's because after you've written something, I'm sitting there cursing trying to figure out what it is. Am I supposed to bring home a gallon of milk or two pigs? I'm not sure.
Well, if it was your choice, we know which one it would be.
Oh, thank
How
you.
About we go? Yeah.
Any lipstick on those pigs? Let's change the subject completely.
Let's talk about, you know what? It should be interesting to see what's happened. I wonder if the NFL affects our market at all. Let's go to our expert, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Advisor Company. What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 32 points, even though the 49ers lost yesterday's game. Currently at 12,752, the S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1321, and the NASDAQ is positive 16 at 2633. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 26 cents at $7.33, and General Electric down 3 cents at 1912. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at 1494, and North Valley Bank is down 5 cents at $9.65. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices, which is increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.166%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.19 at $99.52. Gold is up $10.40 at $16.74.40. And silver is up 60 cents at $32.27. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Okay, Kathy.
And if you
don't It's Monday, isn't it?
Okay. We're going to break out swing song in the middle of all those stats, too. Hey.
Yeah, we do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. It's our Wells Fargo Advisors at right off of Park Marina. Park Marina Drive.
Where they feed the ducks.
Have you noticed that on Mondays it's like we have to retrain ourselves all over again?
Well, we watch
we're playing music in the middle of other things. We're dropping chairs. I can't remember to introduce my wife. I can't pronounce words. I mean, it's just like
okay. Oh, everybody's very forgiving.
But Kathy was good there. Kathy Lathrop was good.
She was good.
Because she said, even though the 49ers lost.
I don't know. We want to take your calls on that because I know a lot of people were just, you know, wow. Both of those games were just, you know, biting your nails. They were through the teeth.
How do you think the kicker for Baltimore feels and the kick return artist from San Francisco today? Let's take a break. We'll talk a little bit about that, plus other things going on here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I've heard that music before, Bad Bob.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, we're streaming our video, too, at livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio and get to see us in here. Okay, we don't usually talk about sports, but here we will. Yesterday, the four teams were fighting to get into the Super Bowl, Baltimore and New England. Great game, lots of passion. Comes down to the fact that Baltimore gets they get the ball down to like the 15-yard line. They line it up perfectly, and then when they attempt the field goal, the guy shanks it off to the side. He misses like a 32-yard field goal. Game's over. New England wins.
Absolutely in shock.
Devastating.
Teammates were just, I was thinking about the kicker, and I was talking to Carl about this yesterday. It's when you get off the field and you have to go in your car and you go home, how do you deal with that? So there's so much the pressure, the buildup. And, you know, I'm sure that they have, I would hope they have experts around them to help them decompress because that, I would see that was kind of like post-traumatic stress. in a certain sense. You know, you're bringing yourself all the way up, and that one kick, the whole
team, everything
is on that one, the final. I mean, you think that the quarterback's pressured? How about the kicker?
Yeah, and then they come out there, and they actually the ball gets moved around and all this. But the thing is, how many games has this guy won for him to get him into this position? But anyway.
But who remembers?
But then you get into, the San Francisco New York Giant game. And San Francisco was doing a good job against him. And two things happen. A punt, the Giants punted. The ball comes down, and the kick returner, I can't remember his name, but he played a predominant part in this football game. The ball comes down. Instead of just running back away from it, he kind of ran toward it. The ball bounced funny, hit him.
On his knee?
On his knee, and it became New York's ball, and they scored. And then into the overtime, they kick the ball to him. He's heading up the field. Somebody hits the ball. He fumbles the ball. New York takes it down 15 yards. From right where they got the ball, they could have kicked it. They took it down 15 yards, and New York beat San Francisco. And from what I understand, there's death threats against this young man for those two mistakes. Death threats. People are calling him. They want him dead.
Wow.
I mean, I realize that football is an interesting sport. I don't usually watch it. You know, we watch a few games. We watched them yesterday for some reason.
We did.
I mean, for some reason. And, you got into one of them. But the whole thing is, it's just a game. There's nobody living or dying off this thing. At least they shouldn't be. If you get injured, it's a horrible thing to see if somebody gets injured. But it's just a game.
A lot of money riding on those games.
Well, lots of money riding on those games, yeah.
That's what I wonder if it affects the market. You know, when the Super Bowl comes, I'm just going to be curious to see what goes on because that's, you know, that...
If the National League wins or the American League wins, I wonder if that affects the market. I'm sure it does. I don't know. But speaking of heroes, we have a hero here in town.
Yes, this is
fun
news.
Let's talk about him. Let's talk about this hero.
Somebody who just didn't, I'm sure, I'd be curious to, like, get inside his head. Did he think twice, or it was just a reaction?
Well, he was...
Somebody needs attention.
Yeah, well, he was driving down the road with his wife, and he saw a car had gone into Olney Creek down there, and it overturned. And Daniel Johnson got out of his car, went down the hill, into the water, into the back door of the car, where the lady was in there, Carolyn O'Connor. She's hanging upside down with her head in the water. He gets in there. He keeps her head above water, takes his knife out. Another reason to always carry a pocket knife. He takes his knife out. He cuts the seatbelt loose, pulls her out, and lifts her out of the car. And you might say that he saved her life. And then after he gets her out and gets her up on the embankment, he leaves. He doesn't stay around. It wasn't until, you know, they were looking for him to thank him that he called back into the police and said, that was me, and he described what happened.
Wonder what made him leave.
Well, I'm sure it was something like, hey, you know what, I've got some place to go to, or, all right, you know, I'm cold and wet, and I'm going to go home, or something like this. But, you know, the ambulances were coming, he just left. You know, it's a mark of somebody that's one of two things. You know, something bad, which I don't believe, or it's just something of a young or a man that's very unassuming. Hey, I did something that anybody else would have done. This is what he believes. And he, you know, he isn't there with his wife, and they just went home. So, Daniel, wherever you are, and I hope you're listening, good on you. You know, love to have you on the show and talk to you about what were you thinking when that happened. So we'll try and find Daniel and see if we can't talk to him.
Another thing that happened that we were talking about the other day, we were coming down right on that corner by Cleary's, Market Street, and what was this? Is it Shasta?
That would be Eureka Way there by Cleary's, Market at Eureka.
Yes, and we were ready to turn left, and we were thinking, oh, doggone it, we got in the wrong lane. Oh, no, excuse me, we're ready to turn right, but we were in the middle lane, and there was a truck in front of us. And this is another heroic thing that we thought was just pretty cool because, you know, you didn't have to do that. There was a woman, this is right when it was pouring very hard, and a woman had run out of gas. I couldn't see it in my left.
We couldn't see it in the car. We just saw the truck in front of us just stopped.
And so she was evidently pushing her car in the middle of the intersection, and all we could see were two guys jumping out of their truck on both sides and rushing over, and we thought, oh my God, okay, that we don't mind being stuck in traffic over that. So they helped this woman push her car all the way through the traffic, through the intersection over there by Java City into the parking lot. We thought, well, you know what, that's really cool. This is what we love about Reading.
This is, you know, two great events. I know it doesn't seem like much, but somebody pushing the car, the rain was really hard.
Yes.
And but they did that, and then you have Daniel Johnson who goes down and goes into this car, saves this woman's life. Another two great reasons, two great examples of why it's great to live here in Reading and in North State. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, the Clear Creek Sports Club, and Bastiani Arms. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Is there any reason you're playing Beat That Drum?
Because we need to!
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
What's the 49er Seven. Coach who went Seven. On the helmet, on the shoulders, on his head?
That's right.
So you need.
They lost. 7:24 in the morning, January 23rd, 41 degrees out there. Okay. Did you want to give away some tickets there?
Do we have somebody on the line?
Oh,
yes,
do.
We do. Bob, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Well, I just want to comment about what you said about the traffic jam there and people helping.
Yeah.
I did something that made me appreciate living up here. I drove down to San Francisco this weekend.
What was that like?
Well, we got downtown. We were going to the library to get library cards. I got my wife a Nook for Christmas, and Shasta doesn't have that many e-books, so we're in three different counties, got cards. But we got down to downtown San Francisco, and I have a GPS, and it took us 15 minutes to go 500 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Never heard so many horns blowing. You know, it was like they do on TV.
It's you're like Manhattan.
Horns. Yeah, it was crazy. And people were just in a hurry going someplace. I don't know where, but they're in a hurry.
It was the game. Everybody was freaking out over the game.
That was Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, okay.
People in town probably just thinking,
You know what? It takes you 15 minutes here in Redding to get anywhere you want. In fact, you could be almost up to Shingletown by then.
Yeah.
500 feet in 15 minutes. My goodness.
It makes you kind of start appreciating back here. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot.
That's cool. All right, thanks.
All right, let's go to Roberta line two. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, good morning. You reminded me of something that happened. This is a little short, tiny paragraph from the Press Democrat newspaper in Santa Rosa in 1967, and it was a column in the newspaper called Reserved by Gary and LeBaron. Occasionally, a good Sam walks out of the crowd, does his bit to renew faith in man's humanity to man, then walks back into the crowd and disappears. Such a thing happened on Palm Sunday to young Richard Lee. I'm nervous today, I don't know why, and was injured in an accident on 4th Street near Talbot. An unidentified man took off his good shirt and stayed with Richard, stemming the flow of blood and giving first aid by which he may have saved him from more serious injury. Then in the ensuing confusion, he vanished. Richard's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Lee, would like to know his name and then call Liberty 23547. Well, that was my dad.
Oh.
And so I was just going through old papers and read that again the other day. And so,
that is cool.
Yeah, and he told some friends about what happened. So, of course, the parents finally found out, and they did meet my dad. So, anyway, but he always told us when we went to an accident, he says, don't you think anybody else is going to do anything. You tell somebody to call an ambulance. You tell people to direct traffic. You tell everybody what to do because everybody will stand there and nobody will.
And just watch.
Not thinking somebody else is going to do it.
Absolutely. Well, Roberto, thank you so much for the story and for what your dad did.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
You bet. Really cool. Bye-bye.
That's so wonderful. We love it when you share stuff like that. I know you've been in the middle of lots of trauma. I'll share a quick accident story. On the way down 170, I was driving from 170 into Hollywood, and it would have been right there in Universal, coming into Universal Studios or the area. And I saw something out of my peripheral vision fly off a truck. And it actually was a steel metal pole that hit the car in front of me and the four people in the front of me, and broke the windshield and went right into this guy's side of his neck into the car. And I didn't know that, but I pulled over, and all of a sudden, you know, that thing kicks in where I started, again, like Roberta said, giving directions, calling 911. The girl in the back was hysterical, and I was telling her, ma'am, calm down. I'd never really, you know, it's not like I was ever prepared for something like this. But, you know, I told him to take his shirt off and put it on his neck. And the other gentleman, there were two guys in the front, two girls in the back. And so then the cops came, and they cleaned up the accident scene and all that, and he went off in an ambulance. It wasn't like it was his jugular vein or anything like that, not that I would know. But afterwards, I can remember going to the place I was going to, and all of a sudden, my legs buckled because the adrenaline was so high. And so, you know, what kicks into us as an individual. And then, like I said, you know, I sat there, and all of a sudden, I started to shake, and my legs broke. It was about 20 minutes later after it just could calm down from the situation. But it made me feel good that, you know, that I was able to have something inside of me be able to be in that situation at the moment.
Yeah.
With complete strangers. I don't even know their names today. I don't even know if they spoke English, actually.
Well, so when you told him to put the shirt on, did he put the shirt on
his
neck? Oh, they spoke some English. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, look, we've only got a couple minutes. When we come back, we've got Dennis Patterson coming in here. We're going to be talking energy. Because there's a lot of things going on in energy. You know, we killed off the oil pipeline, or at least I say we. Our president killed off the oil pipeline. It could have been thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. Could have brought the cost of energy down. Do you realize that you're paying 70 cents more a gallon now under Obama than you ever have in your life on an average. Excuse me? President Obama? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street kicked off the opening bell with the market searching for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 25 points. Shares of Research in Motion are getting some major static after announcing both co-CEOs are stepping down. After 20 years of running the company that brought us the BlackBerry, Jim Basile and Mike Lazaridis are turning over control to Chief Operating Officer Thorsten Hines. The move comes amid heavy investor criticism over several significant fumbles and RIM's stock price, which has fallen over 70% in the last year. And the trial of accused Ponzi schemer Alan Stanford is set to kick off in Houston today. Jury selection will begin nearly 3 years after Stanford was charged with defrauding clients out of $7 billion. The trial was delayed a year ago after the judge found Stanford was unable to assist his lawyers due to overmedication from drugs prescribed following a prison assault. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
They employ much of the world's workforce. Contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5. With no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Dennis Cowan, Record Searchlight, and Florence Hunderford.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. This is KCNR 1460 on your dial, AM. Free Fire Radio, good morning. And again, it is currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures getting to be about 50 degrees today and tonight, increasing clouds with temperatures plummeting to 32 degrees.
Plummeting.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. This is a coffee special month. It's chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16-ounce drinks for $3. They have great coffees there. They've got all types that you can, you know, you can buy the beans there. They've got all the machines it takes to make coffee. The baristas will teach you how to do that. And then you can go over into that great humidor they have. They've got just a number of new types of cigars and tobacco, but especially the Macanudo. It's one of my favorite brands. Also, this is important too. They are collecting old and damaged American flags that need proper disposal. You know, that paid with honors, and what you do is you just turn in that old flag that's got a little bit tattered that you've been flying, turn it into Tobacco and Brew, and it will be properly taken care of in a proper ceremony. So that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, just another great thing that Joe and Shelley do for our community. Our guest
is Dennis Patterson, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Bad Bob.
From West Coast Sustainables, owner of, and of course, this is so topical because we know as we open our bills, our electric bills for the month of January, for the month of December, boy, have they changed.
Yep, and if you think they're ever going to go down, I think you're whistling Dixie. Power is only going to go up, particularly after AB 32, the Greenhouse Gas Initiative, passed. All of our energy costs are going to skyrocket. And that's where it makes alternative energy, solar, wind, more affordable in the long run.
Well, what have you seen? It's been about 6 months since we've had you on. What has, for you as a business owner, what are you seeing? What's changing?
Well, there seems to be a lot more people interested in backup power, either generators or battery backup with the solar, not just solar power itself, but there's concerns about a lack of utility power, reliable utility power, over a period of time. So we are spending way more time on putting together backup power systems.
Yeah, I see. Of course, solar power around here is huge, but we used to get rebates. What happened to the rebates here in Redding?
Well, Redding Electric Utility had a wonderful rebate program, and it made it very affordable to install solar power, grid-tied type solar power. And the city used all that money for their system out by the airport, so they could supply the airport with less expensive power.
Okay.
Okay, could you?
Because we're all paying 1%.
Right.
Everybody pays 1% on. By the way, if you haven't looked at your electric bill, you need to do that. It pays 1% on for this energy conservation thing, or for renewable energy.
Correct.
And so they used to share this with people in the city.
Right.
I mean, and some people said, "Well, that's enough." Well, it is, because you're really saving energy. So they took all the money.
Yes.
And so that 1%, is that something that is by law, it has to be in there from the state of California?
Well, all the utilities are supposed to set aside a certain amount of money for renewable resources.
Okay.
All of those in the state. Now, if you're importing power from outside the state, not necessarily.
Okay.
And Redding, the worst part of that whole thing is they took all the funds that were available, and then they went forward and took all the funds for the next 5 years.
Out in the airport.
Right. Which is great for the city. Everybody's got to look at saving money. There's no question. But if all the ratepayers put into it, and now none of the ratepayers have it available to use, I think that's not quite right in my book.
The fact that AB 32 passed, and you know, Paul Hauser was on our show, as you pointed out during our break. He was on the show last year. In fact, he's been on the show several times, and every time he was on, he would bring up AB 32. He says there's no way that electric costs are ever going to go down with AB 32.
Well, absolutely. And if you recall that conversation you had with him, he said they expected Reading Electric utility rates to double within 18 months of the time that that passed. Now, it passed several years ago, AB 32, but it went through the court system
right.
and has been approved by the California Supreme Court that it is constitutional. Thereby, it's on the road to really squashing California energy.
Well, I noticed is that looking at our electric bill that we used a lot less energy
watts,
I guess is what they call it, like, you know, in the compared to a year ago, last month. Yet our bill was very comparable to what it was last year.
Yeah,
we saved, but we still ended up paying, you know, the same amount.
Well, and you're Reading Electric Utility, which is cheap power. I hear people complain about Reading Electric costs. It's half of what most of my PG&E clients are, or less than half, sometimes as much as a fifth less, because PG&E is a tiered system and it costs a ton of money to have electricity. So if you're talking about solar power, wind power, all these alternative energy things to reduce your electric bill, without the rebate, Reading is still cheap enough that it's a long time, a lot of years, to pay back that investment. Where in PG&E land, you're getting rid of tiers 3, 4, and 5. You're talking about a 6-year return on investment of your money. You can't get that anywhere else.
You know, that's and not only is it a 6-year return on the investment in your money, but from that 6th year on, or even if during this time when it's really when it's really tough to sell, you put up there as part of the sale price, you don't have to pay energy cost anymore. You're not going to have to pay this $1,000 a month. Which then you can put in on part of the mortgage payment. So, I mean, because you don't have $1,000 worth of energy you have to pay.
Well, you know, you have to look at it a different way also, in that the Tier 1 in PG&E and Tier 2 have, in the last 10 years, have gone up about 2 cents per kilowatt hour.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, we need to take a break. Let's take a break, and let's go back into the different
tier one,
tiers here.
Tier 2. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Can you handle the truth?
Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, January the 23rd, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in business since November 20th, 1985. Saws, routers, router bits, shapers, you name it, they sharpen it. They'll even make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Bob and Judy have been there for a long time. The business continues to expand because they do such great work. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or drop by and see them at 6915 East Side Road, right there in Anderson. But again, they're getting ready for the summer. You need all those tools sharpened up because a sharp tool saves you time, effort, and it's safer too.
And speaking of getting ready, our guest this morning is Dennis Patterson of West Coast Sustainables. And we're online right now looking at his website, which is solar. You can go to it quickly by going to Solar Power is Smart. And there'll be some, you can answer, go in there and find out what's going on. But before we took a break, we were talking about tier system.
Let me tell you what our chat pack says what tiers are. Tier one is when you see the bill. Tier two is when you write the check. Yeah, and tier three is when they kick you out because you're using candles. Okay, chat pack, good. Okay, really, what is tier one, tier two, and tier three?
Well, in most utilities, PG&E specifically in our area here, your monthly bill is broken into five steps. The more power you consume during the month, the higher the rate per kilowatt hour goes up. So it starts at around 12 cents, goes to 14, and then it makes a huge jump to 30 cents. And then last summer, it went all the way to 50 cents per kilowatt hour, where in Reading, you're paying about 13 cents a kilowatt hour. No matter how much you use each month, it's the same rate. So when you talk about a solar system which reduces the amount of power you're buying from the utility, you never enter into that tier 4 or 5 at that 50 cents, which is now 30. So if you look at it over a long period of time, tier 1 has gone up about 2 cents over the last 10 years. Tier 5 doubled. It went up 25 cents a kilowatt hour. So with solar, you eliminate the increase. They can move it up to $50 a kilowatt hour, and it wouldn't matter because you're never entering into that group. And they're always going to keep those two bottom tiers very low for the bulk of the people that don't use much electricity.
Okay. Let's just, if you've got a 2,000-square-foot house, is that an average-size house? 2,000, something like that? Oh, you don't want me to pin you down on this, do you?
No, I just know the question. I get asked it every day. Okay. How much is the system going to cost for this size house?
Well, but that depends a lot on how many people are in there and the things you do, though.
That's exactly right.
There's so many variables to it. I mean, we were looking at a new water heater. This is a story in itself. But
We have a boiler.
Yeah. Okay, that in itself is a story that we'll probably never share with everybody.
We should do a website just for the boiler.
Frankly, nobody will ever believe us when we start talking about this.
Take pictures of it.
The boiler that's 35 years old. The one that when I reach down to light it, that it blows back and I have no eyebrows. The one that blows the door off the container.
And we wonder why our money is...
wonder why our electric
bill is so high.
No, electric
bill's
okay. The gas bill's been going up a little bit strange here. I think we're providing gas to the whole...
So going back to 2,000 square feet,
say it's around 2,000 square feet and you want something that takes care of your just... And it's three people. Let's just say two people live in the house. Is there any way you can kind of like just ballpark figure this thing, I mean...
Well, what we do is we analyze each home's demand and what you're trying to accomplish. Are you just trying to get out of those real high upper tiers, or do you want to get all the way down to the minimum tier? How much money do you have to invest? What are you trying to accomplish? But typically, you're looking at about $20,000 for a system that's going to get you out of those three upper tiers on an average home in the county.
Right.
Now, we have other guys that... got to spend 10 times that to get out of those because they've got a $2,500 a month PG&E bill on their house.
We have friends that live up there on the other side, up off of Placer, up in the other it's not a grid, but, you know, in the PG&E side. And when they tell us what their bills are, we're just like, oh, that's a trip.
Yeah, we probably have 20 systems up in the Montgomery Ranch area, Texas Springs, out in there. Because those are large areas. They usually have water features or pumps and a lot of things going on. And they use a lot more electricity than somebody does in an average tract home. So we go anywhere from about a $12,000 system in the low end to $200,000 if you just want something absolutely crazy, which we do also.
Right. So, you know, it's you tailor.
You can bring it down to like zero that anybody has to pay.
But, absolutely.
But before we go to the phones, well, no, let's go to the phones first, and then when I come back, I really want to talk to you about the solar fan. I know we have a fan in our house. It's not solar. I'm very interested in talking about this because our fan will turn on at a certain and it does suck a lot of energy out in the summer months.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break here and go to the commercial area because we have somebody on the line and we can get to them before we get back and have to leave for the on top of the hour. If that makes sense to you.
Our guest is Dennis Patterson, and you're listening.
And you know what? You are an expert on this. We always love having you in here talking about this. And you know what?
Sustainable.
And what you've said has never changed. AB 32, my friends, is going to pound you and pound you and pound you into submission.
Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Our guest this morning is Dennis Patterson, and we're talking about West Coast Sustainables Solar Power. Boy, we've got a lot to cover here, but first let's go to the phones. Gary, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dennis. Hey, real quick, AB 32, you're right. Climate Action Plan is what the plan is that's going to put wheels to AB 32. Part of the Climate Action Plan is the possibility to have to put in solar hot water heater systems. Dennis, they're rather expensive, or is that not the case?
Compared to photovoltaic, they are less expensive. You can have a contractor install a hot water solar system for about $7,000 is kind of an average, where your smallest PV system is going to be more like $12,000 to $15,000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And they supposedly, the way they're wording it is right now, the city county could pass an ordinance that all residents would have those. So it could get rather expensive in the future. So it's something we need to keep an eye on. But what you're talking about is something we do need to start doing.
Absolutely. In my opinion, anyway.
No, you're right. And I'll get off and let you guys talk. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Well, you know, the thing... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing about it is we got to find a way to make energy cheaper. We're still spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year sending money across the ocean to our enemies. We just turned down this oil pipeline for the oil shale to bring it down in thousands of jobs that Obama just vetoed because he didn't have enough chance to look at it when we'll pass the health care bill in a day at night. Would you recommend is everybody's, because you're a professional now that can do this, is just have somebody come in their home and just go, hey, you can do these things.
You've been state licensed.
Or you said you just went through some courses so that you can go in to somebody's home and say, this is how you can save some energy here.
Sure. One of the things you want to do is watch how much money you spend. And if you just throw a bucket of money at solar, I might like that, but it may not be the most efficient way to do it. So you go in, look at what your energy needs are and what your energy consumption is. Do you need to weatherize the house better? Do you need to put more insulation in? Do you need to plant some trees to stop the sun from shining in the windows on the south side in the summer? Those things are fairly inexpensive. You reduce your bill, then you get a smaller solar system and get it down to almost, you know, 50 or 60 bucks a month. That makes more sense than just going in and not worrying about your energy efficiency as a whole house.
Okay. You know, this is one thing, you know, we like, you know, people that we deal with have on the show that we like having them on. But, you know, and this has happened with us on several occasions now. We have our, you know, the experts, and instead of just going, well, I can do this and this and this for you, they tell you what's the right thing to do. Crackmaster windshield repair. Others, they say, you know, and like you said, hey, I'll be glad for you to spend $500,000 on this, but let's take a look at other ways. Well, no, I mean, no, you would be happy. Of course you'd be happy to do it if somebody wanted to do that. But what you're saying is, let me look at your house. Let's try these other things first, and then we can come up with a plan, an integrated plan that's going to save you money and on all levels.
Absolutely.
I can't say enough how great that is, Dennis.
And I have a question for you, too, and this is a personal question, because we had open space in our house, and then we had one of those pull-down ladders so we could use that, make it into, use the attic space. Well, here's what happens. Of course, there was a fan that we had installed, and the fan just goes on a thermometer, so if it reaches a certain, you know, so the fan's going all summer long.
Sure.
Because I don't know how hot it is up there, but it's hot enough that we don't even want to walk up the stairs and even put anything away up there. So I'm looking on your website, and I'm seeing here that you have solar fans. Tell us about that.
Attic solar fans, yes.
Solar fans.
Yeah, and it would disconnect that powered fan that is thermostatically controlled, because you're right, I don't care what time of day or night it is in Reading, the attic's hot. So you go to the attic fan, it evacuates all that hot air, brings in, yes, it might be 110-degree air outside, but it's way better than the 150-degree air that's in there.
Wow.
Attic.
Candles.
Yeah. In the summertime, it really helps cool the whole house, because most of the heat entering the house is through the ceilings. So it really helps to cool down the whole home. And in the wintertime, it helps keep moisture out of there, so you don't get the dry rot and issues like that going on. So it's and they're fairly inexpensive, under $1,000 installed. They'll last 10 or 15 years that we know of, and they're still going strong. So it's a great alternative to just a powered fan.
Okay. Wonderful. And how can people find you?
SolarPowerIsSmart.com or West Coast Sustainables, and 524-9652 is my business cell phone. I answer it from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. 7 days a week. I'm always available to talk to folks, come out and talk to them about it. No, it doesn't cost anything for me to come out and look at their house and talk to them about it and see if it makes sense to them.
Okay. So, Dennis, thank you so much. No, I mean, you're coming in there and saying that. Let's take a look at the whole house. That's what I really like, is that if we can plant some trees, if we can change this over, maybe just put up a solar heating fan, you know, just this would, you know, let's start taking a look at that and then tie it into a completely integrated plan, which appeals to me.
But you have to look at it as a total package, your energy usage, not just one thing and say, I want to reduce it by solar. Let's go ahead and look at everything and reduce your demand.
Great. Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking the prison system. Last time we had the prison supervisor guard in there, Ed, and we don't give his last name because people leaving the jails there may not like him that much. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Supreme Court just weighing in on GPS devices being used to track criminal suspects. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live in Washington.
The question before the high court was whether the police violated the Constitution's Fourth Amendment search and seizure protections by using GPS technology to track a drug suspect. The justice is ruling unanimously that they did violate the Constitution. The police did have a warrant, but not specifically to trail Washington, D.C. nightclub owner Antoine Jones electronically for about a month. A lower court overturned Jones's conviction and life sentence. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Mitt Romney comes out swinging in Florida, where one new poll shows Newt Gingrich is the front runner after his South Carolina win. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown live in Miami.
Now, Lisa, the poll from Rasmussen Reports shows Newt Gingrich in a commanding 9% lead over Mitt Romney statewide, 41-32%. Scott Rasmussen also says Gingrich wins in some key breakdowns.
Right now in Florida, he leads by 28 points among very conservative voters, by 7 points among somewhat conservative voters.
But Mitt Romney still commands the non-conservatives, Lisa.
Eben, thanks. A line of severe storms stretching from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico is now blamed for 2 deaths and more than 100 injuries in Alabama. Arkansas also surveying suspected tornado damage and reports of high wind damage in the Memphis area. The European Union slaps Iran with a new oil embargo, drawing an angry response from one senior lawmaker in Iran who says they have a right to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
This comes as the U.S., Britain, and France send 6 warships through the passage, a Western official insisting this wasn't meant to be provocative, simply a show of international resolve.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither in our Mideast Bureau, a statement from Russia's foreign ministry expressing regret and alarm over the new EU sanctions. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
If you want to save money this year, now's the time to save even more at Sam's Club. From January 25th through 29th, all members will receive $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings plus members enjoy all year. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee, $2 off Kleenex tissues, and much more. Want to save more every day? Become a Plus member and make the most of your membership with e-values all year. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Statewide honor for Joe Paterno the day after Penn State's fired football coach died of lung cancer. Pennsylvania's governor ordering flags to fly at half-staff. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in State College outside Beaver Stadium.
Lisa, even in the cold rain here outside Beaver Stadium, fans are still turning out and paying respects to Joe Paterno.
Joe deserves everything he gets. As far as love from his fans, we are Penn State. We will be Penn State. Joe is Penn State and always will be.
And some say there's a time and place to talk about the Jerry Sandusky abuse scandal, but for now, many students have rolled up their pants, showing their white socks, honoring Paterno's trademark look. Official funeral plans have not been announced yet. Lisa?
Jeff, likely an emotional scene behind closed doors today in Tucson as the now outgoing Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords finishes the event a gunman interrupted more than a year ago. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal with this live.
Lisa, it's Gifford's final event with her constituents as a congresswoman in Tucson. And while it's a continuation of last year's meet-and-greet event during which she was shot, this one will be private, with those affected by the tragedy, as well as first responders. Many in her district are understanding about her resignation from Congress, but still had high hopes.
I'm sure a lot of people hoped that she could come back and, it would have been nice. But, she had to make that decision, apparently.
After she spends some time in Tucson, she'll then travel to attend the President's State of the Union speech tomorrow, Lisa.
Jessica, after the State of the Union address, the White House plans a social media blitz, including a live video chat with the President next Monday as part of Google Plus, which will be soliciting questions on YouTube. Say goodbye to another celebrity couple. Seal and his supermodel wife Heidi Klum separating after 7 years of marriage, but in a joint statement saying they have the deepest respect for one another. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. I think chat room's back up again now.
All right.
Thank you, Charter.
Well, it's just raining. Things come and go.
Thank you for dropping it. Yeah. Bad Bob, thanks for fixing it.
Currently 41 degrees. Rain and snow likely before 10 a.m. Snow level rising to about 4,400 feet. It's going to be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 50. There's going to be a north-northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. And tonight, we have increasing clouds with a low of around 32. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And there you go. That's from the downtown studios of KCNR 1460.
Okay. I think we need to make this announcement.
Yes.
There's a couple announcements we need to make.
What?
That somebody used the word Kim Kardashian in the chat room. I made you all promise many, many years ago when we first started this. That was 4 years ago. When we started Free Fire Radio, some people I wouldn't talk about. And I said Britney Spears was one of them. And since August 4th, 2007, I've never done a story on Britney Spears. I'm now adding Kim Kardashian to that. You'll never hear me talking about Kim Kardashian except right now. Yep, that's it. You can talk about him, honey, but I will never talk about him.
Okay.
All right.
And then what? Next?
Next. We're getting ready to go with Wells Fargo here in a couple minutes. For their
market minute.
Market minute. But, a couple weeks ago, we had a show about the prison system. And we had, as somebody that could talk about the prison system, one of the supervisory guard personnel there that's been in the system for 28 years at the hard place, San Quentin. And Ed, and we don't give Ed's last name, and just only because, especially under this realignment, they're letting a lot of criminals out. 47%, by the way, if you read the article in yesterday, in the Record Searchlight, a great article, and they talked about, 47% of the prisoners that they have released have a propensity for violence, even though they are nonviolent, non-sexual, and non-threatening, or whatever it is. So, but there's a lot of them out there.
And the show was so popular,
right.
by popular demand, this quickly, we were so happy that Ed came back. We had strangers on the street saying, OMG. So here, we're going to be coming back with Ed and all your questions in the chat room to give calls. And Ed's got Ed's got his guns loaded. He's ready to just let some stuff rip this morning, which is great.
Okay, before that, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, who said that even though the 49ers lost yesterday, maybe the market's still okay. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. At this time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 12,714. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,316, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 2,789. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 27 cents at $7.34, and General Electric down 9 cents at $19.06. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 7 cents at $14.99, and XO Group is up 9 cents at $8.20. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.06. Over in your commodities market, gold is up $12.50 at $16.76.50. Silver is up 82 cents at $32.49. And crude oil is up $1.13 at $99.46. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. That's Wells Fargo Advisors out on Park Marina Drive. They're here at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break and we come back. Ed's here. And we're going to be talking the prison system. We're going to be talking health care in the prison system. I don't know if you know it, my friends, but it costs $50,000 per year per prisoner, including $1,000 per month for health care in our prison system to take care of prisoners. I don't know about most of my friends, but having $1,000 a month health plan is not something they have. So what is it that's made this happen in the state of California? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Year. Now's the time to save even more at Sam's Club. From January 25th through 29th, all members will receive $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings plus members enjoy all year. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee, $2 off Kleenex tissues, and much more. Want to save more every day? Become a Plus member and make the most of your membership with e-values all year. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 8:12 in the morning, January the 23rd, 41 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to be clearing up later in the week. This weekend should be pretty nice. We have a Bad Bob, go back and check on the chat room. There's a speaker tonight, and over, I think, on the 24-Hour Patriots, but I just wanted to be able to talk about him at some point. But the big thing we're going to talk about is our guest, Ed. And Ed, we just don't use Ed's last name, but good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, Ed has been in the prison system at San Quentin for 28 years, as a guard and then a supervisor of the guards. And you have watched the system change dramatically, I imagine, in 28 years.
There's no question. It certainly has changed, especially in health care in the last 6 years.
Okay. Now, the judge in California put the whole prison system in a receivership because he said of the care and the crowding and the fact that there were deaths, you know, happening all the time in the system, and that they wanted to so there had to be changes, which has led to hundreds of millions of dollars of expenditures, but also this realignment where we're having hundreds of prisoners return to the communities. Or not even leave the communities, but where do you want to start, Ed? You've got a whole bunch of stuff there.
Well, what I'd like to start with is that, first of all, there's a gentleman running for the President of the United States. In one of his campaign talks, he mentioned something about judges. And then when he accepted the win in South Carolina, he also mentioned judges that need to be dealt with accordingly. And I believe that I concur with him completely, especially when you talk about Judge Henderson. Judge Henderson, 6 years ago, went to California in connection with the prison law office outside the gates of San Quentin.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they made San Quentin the epicenter of health care. So Judge Henderson, in cahoots with the prison law office and the ACLU, goes to Sacramento, and as far as I'm concerned, from the governor down to the janitor, he had them quaking in their boots. He threatened them with contempt of court and made claim that you will
Sorry, we're just dropping chairs around here continuously.
You will give us the money needed to improve the health care, the prison systems throughout California. So he reaches into the money bag in Sacramento and reaches out billions. Not millions, but billions. So he comes back to San Quentin, and he needs to know how he can get this started. So he hires a receiver. The receiver's under his command. The receiver wonders, how is he going to put billions of dollars into the workings of the health care in San Quentin and other prisons in the state? So what does he do? He walks around the prison, and he finds people that were already involved in our health care. And he gathers them up, and he says, I'm going to double your salaries. And what he does is he puts people that are already working in San Quentin into being his eyes and ears of what's going on in the prison systems. Because he did meet with a lot of resistance from the custody level part of it compared to the health care part of it. The health care started off so fast that they had to build a new building just to handle the health care hiring of new doctors and nurses. We had correctional officers that were trained to be in the medical field as well as corrections that used to hand out medications. That wasn't good enough for Judge Henderson and the ACLU. What they did is they decided to go out and hire all nurses to hand out medication. And then they took our old hospital. It was built back in 1938. As far as I'm concerned, it was completely adequate. I mean, there wasn't a judge 6 years ago that were looking out for our veterans. There wasn't a judge 6 years ago looking out for our senior citizens that were having a hard time with health care. So apparently what they were looking out for is if you held up a gas station, you get what you need. So once they came into our old hospital, they decided to fix it up. They took a bunch of office spaces, turned it into a new emergency room. It cost $1 million to change these old offices into a healthcare center. And then we started noticing that they were starting to hire more and more people. They were just keeping bringing people on. They're hiring retired wardens. They were making wardens retirement, bringing them on board, hiring everybody they can to have an ally inside that prison. And then once they decided that they had too many people for our old hospital, it was built in 1938, they decided we needed to build a whole new hospital inside San Quentin's walls to the tune of $480 million. And this thing consisted of a dental department, which creates, they needed a chief of dentistry, psychiatry.
How many people in San Quentin?
When I left, there was about 5,500. It's dropped dramatically, so says my friends that are still in prison, due to the fact that the realignment, they are sending them back.
So let's say there's 400, say there's 4,000 in there, or
correct.
Even 5,000.
Okay.
$400 million hospital.
Yes. And then they have a psychiatry ward, and then they have offices, and upstairs they have a big break room with a big deck that looks out over Richardson Bay and Mount Tam, where you can sit there and eat your lunch and have a good time, all on the taxpayer's expense. I want you to keep in mind, I'm not bad-mouthing the Department of Corrections because I love my job, but I just don't understand how anybody could put veterans ahead of felons. I've always looked at them as being felons first, then maybe patients, because they just kept spending money.
Well,
and
one of the things, and I think it's important that, you know, they use as an example, they had an inmate dying, was it every day? Or something like that.
Yes, they were making claim in the Record Searchlight a few days ago that they had there was an article in there. I don't know if they just mean San Quentin or statewide.
I think it was statewide.
Okay, they're losing one inmate a week for 90,000 inmates. That's a pretty good.
So that's four a month that they're losing.
Four
right?
a month.
Okay.
Of 90,000.
Of 90,000. Now here's the thing about it is, and this was important that we talked about. You don't have a baseline. I mean, somebody comes in. I mean, how many times when people came in, were they on their last legs anyway?
A lot of them. I'd go down to receiving and release, and we used to have to actually carry people off the buses because they were unable to walk because they're either HIV, hepatitis C, horrendous alcoholics, sores on them. Because if anybody's walked the streets of San Francisco, they know where the base for all our prisoners come from. is San Francisco straight to San Quentin. So these a handful of doctors that were in San Quentin had to take care of all these people that never took care of themselves. They didn't care. They were on crack so bad that they were losing their teeth by just pulling them out. And then we haven't even talked about inmates that induce injuries upon themselves.
Okay, but let's just hold that one until we get back, because I know there's some stories about that too. But the bottom line is that they're saying, well, you know, we're having one inmate a week die from not being taken care of. Yet there's nothing that shows that, you know, it's the baseline is that someone were coming in dying anyway, and the fact that they stayed alive. It's like taking a prisoner in combat that we did in Iraq, and you fix them up. I mean, you literally save their lives, you fix them up, they gain weight, their teeth are fixed, and then somehow we release them and they can come back and hurt us again. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the prison system, $400 million spent on a hospital inside San Quentin. For the prisoners, of less than 5,000 prisoners there. But it's not only that, it's the cost that that we're paying the doctors and the people that work there, and they don't do the job there, because from what I understand, we'll talk about this, is a lot of times they'll come into the prison, but then if it's anything serious, they're transported out to a civilian hospital where then you have guards watching them do that too. It's this whole thing, my friends, is a complete travesty. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
America, can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5, with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:25 in the morning, January 23rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. We were just this weekend, just saw Mike Huber and his beautiful wife, Nicole. And what a great job Mike does in making that a special look in your house, in either the bathroom, the kitchen, outside, with Estate Granite and Marble. He has something for every budget. Every budget, and he does, and he's introducing new products all the time. We'll have him on here in a while, talking about some new products he's got. Besides the fact that he is, a really giving member of this community and supports a lot of different efforts in this community. So, but give him a call at 241-7866, 241-STONE. If you're thinking about, you know, that bathroom, maybe sprucing up the bathroom, the kitchen, the outside, because you're keeping your house, you want it, you want a new look, this is the way to do it. Mike Huber at 241-STONE. Our guest is Ed, who is talking. I can't give Ed's last name because of the fact that they're releasing all these prisoners, and Ed's been in that system a long time as a guard and a supervisor of guards. We're talking about that health care portion of they spent $400 million just in San Quentin on it. They have an emergency room there, right, Ed?
Yes, I do. Brand-new emergency room that was built in the new complex. And we thought,
and that was the part that was to take care of the prisoners that are having emergencies, right?
This is true. And so what we found out is that once these people started going in these emergency rooms, there was absolutely nothing being done to them. I've never seen anybody stitched up in there. They never set a broken bone. Basically, all they do is determine the severity of it and decide to send them out by outside hospital.
Stabilize them.
That's correct.
And then move them to an outside hospital.
That's right.
Accompanied by guards.
Oh, yes. We always send them out, and we had contracts with multiple ambulance services that would come in and take them out, which would cost approximately $1,500 to drive an inmate from our hospital at San Quentin to Marin General Hospital. And if you've ever seen anything more disappointing is when you have a man shackled up, wrists as well as ankles, and you march him right by the people of Marin County sitting in the waiting room that have been there for 2 hours. And the inmate gets preference and walks right by him, right into the emergency room and laid on the bed, and to determine what's wrong with him.
I understand there was one that swallowed a razor blade.
Yeah, we did have an unfortunate incident where these inmates like to swallow things because what they do is they get a chance to get out of what we call out of cell time.
Uh-huh.
So they do this for attention. They want medication because they think they can get on a high at the state's expense. But what they did is when we take them to outside hospitals because they've consumed something, what they do is they take it out. And this one inmate one time swallowed a razor blade, and the staff turned away, and the inmate, after the razor blade was on the table, the inmate sat up, grabbed it, and swallowed it again.
So he could stay longer?
Oh, yes. And so the doctors that had taken the razor blade out the first time were not really happy with us. That was a little embarrassing. Thank God it wasn't
me. Have they done any surgeries at that prison that you know of, or in the hospital that you know of, at least while you were there?
Even though we have a chief of surgery at San Quentin,
uh-huh.
The individual does no surgeries. All she does is book surgeries because we have 5 or 6 hospitals throughout the Bay Area that we utilize for surgeries. So, of course, the hospital was not built for surgeries per se.
Uh-huh.
But we have a lot of surgeries. And I think, I'm not here just to complain. I do have solutions.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that I'd like to put into play with this woman in mind that is the chief of surgeon, I would stop all elective surgeries immediately. One day an officer came into my office and he wanted to use my computer real quick and he knocked out a report. And I said, "What's your hurry?" And he says, "Oh, we've got 6 knee replacement surgeries to do today." And I said, 6 knee replacements today. And
I mean, they're not at the hospital, though, but
no.
In other places.
Oh, they take them all over
the
Bay Area.
Yeah.
State-of-the-art surgeries. So all these knee replacement surgeries are going on. I see
so
hip
they,
replacement
they, they've
surgeries.
Got 6 knee replacement surgeries going on. We can't get people on elderly people or veterans have to wait. But the criminals get to go get their hips replaced and their knees replaced and all this. Is this part of this new deal of taking care of people?
No question. Absolutely no question. We did nothing when it comes to elective anything at San Quentin prior to Judge Henderson.
You would think elective surgery, and I've been reading these really strange things, they made some rulings is that somebody that has decided that they are really a female, and they're male prisoners, and that they're females. That they, and one judge ruled that they could have surgery to turn them into females, all at the taxpayers' expense. And that's not in California that I know of, but it was back east someplace. I'm just thinking to myself, that's hugely elective surgery right there.
Yes, it is, but we're fortunate in California.
That we haven't done that yet.
We do not do that, but we do maintain at the level that they have achieved.
Right.
So if an inmate has become part female, part male, that's where he stays. We do not continue on. But we do have a death row inmate right now that's suing the state of California because he wants to become a female. And he's got lawsuits going. That prison law office will take on any lawsuit that we have to fight. I've seen lawsuits because condemned inmates have broken cookies in their lunches. True story. I've seen lawsuits because they're not receiving their mail correctly. True story.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. We're talking the prison system. We're talking about some of the reasons it costs you $50,000.
Makes me want to toss my cookies.
$50,000 per prisoner. I like to talk when we get back too about the prison guard system and how that works. And are we still getting people there that know what they're doing? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're going to break from the news. We'll be right back.
News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. Florida next up on the political calendar, their primary next Tuesday.
Florida's early voting system is in effect statewide now, and more than 30,000 votes have been cast. There are votes that have been cast in person, and they will be counted on election night. Florida has also seen about 225,000 absentee ballots roll in. This is the first closed primary and the first winner-take-all primary.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. New sanctions for Iran, this time from the EU.
27 nations banning new contracts to buy Iran crude oil and sell it refined gasoline.
It is absolutely right to do this.
Britain's foreign secretary saying Europe's embargo might encourage other nations worldwide to join in. The European Union also today agreeing to freeze assets of Iran's central bank. There's no reaction from Iran's government, but two lawmakers there reiterating a threat to shut down the oil export routes through the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. It is great haircuts. They have great haircuts at great prices, discounts for veterans. You name it, they got it. Great conversation. It's right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Running a little bit late today.
Well, you know, phone issues. We get water in our lines out here. I'm thinking about going back to two tin cans and a string.
Oh, okay.
That might work better. Hey, just wanted to call and let the folks know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church. We're going to have Fred Kelly Grant. He's traveled to the North State from Idaho. He is known as the father of coordination. He's the individual who discovered within the rules and regulations of the U.S. Forest Service that federal agencies and state agencies that receive federal funding are required to sit down with local governments, giving them equal time and equal space at the table whenever these agencies are considering doing something in those local communities that will affect the local economy or the quality of life for its citizens. So it's basically a method of making sure that our Board of Supervisors, our City Council, any of our local governments have an equal say in what happens in their own community.
That's great. You know, it seems like it doesn't always happen, though.
No, but that's because people did not always know about coordination, and the state and federal agencies will try to twist that a little bit by saying cooperation or collaboration, but the actual legal term is coordination, and it has been uncovered, and that's what Fred Kelly Grant is all about.
Great. We want to try and have Fred Kelly Grant on sometime here. I know you've had him on the show, and we want to try and get him on ours here as soon as we can. Okay, Elizabeth, great. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye. Hey, our guest is Ed, and Ed, we're not giving Ed's last name because he's been as a guard in the prison system for a long time. He is a resident of Reading or around Reading. Okay, now we've talked about the healthcare, which is we could still continue to talk about that forever. But let's talk about illegal people that are in this country illegally and their impact on the system.
Well, working in San Quentin, you notice that there's a lot of Hispanics that work or live in San Quentin and other institutions. And I was told by the Border Patrol officers that come and pick these people up after they've done their time at San Quentin, the Border Patrol told me that there are 80% of all Hispanic inmates in our prison systems are illegal immigrants. And so it puts quite a burden on the Department of Corrections to have to house all these people. I don't know what the solution to that would be, whether we could run them back to their native homes or do something of that nature, but the illegals that are coming here, and everybody thinks that they're coming here to have a better life, well, a lot of them are coming here to make our life miserable due to the fact that so many of them are coming to prison. And the gangs, the Hispanic gangs, I'm glad to see that the new Reading police chief is probably going to be very familiar with the Hispanic gangs coming from Stockton, and he's extremely knowledgeable in the sense of the gangs and what their capabilities are, and it's really a sad thing that so many people in prison get in trouble because they are in a gang. One man has to dance to another man's tune in that prison, because if you don't, they'll do it to you.
Well, they do. I mean, don't you have to almost join a gang in the prison to stay safe? Is it that bad?
Yes, they do recruiting. And it's not only Hispanics. Whites have plenty of gangs in the prison systems. You sit at the wrong table, and you're going to be in trouble because you're sitting at the wrong table. They call them cars. You're riding in my car. Shasta County has a car. Lassen County has a car. You go to Susanville, you better stick with your own kind, because if you mix, you're going to be in trouble.
So do you? So does everybody join a gang? Do they have like, or do they have like independence? Nobody wants them in their gang, or they're just left alone, or anything like that, or can you do that? Can you survive in the jail in prison without being a part of an organization?
You do try to hook up with a group of people. It's not mandatory. The lifers, they stick to themselves because they try to do everything they can to be disciplinary free. I've had many, many clerks work for me throughout the years that had 20, 25, 30 years incarcerated, and they were trouble-free. They were good citizens in prison. They did everything that the parole board asked of them to do. They went to school to further their educations. They got involved with Scared Straight programs that I thought was moving at some times because some of the kids would listen. At San Quentin, we didn't do the TV thing where they're screaming at them and breathing on them and trying to scare them in cells. We gave it to them a little bit more differently. We gave it to them a little bit more professionally, because there's nothing you can scream at a young 14-year-old boy from some of these hardened areas of the Bay Area that they're going to listen to. One young man told me that he's been running the streets of a town around the Bay Area since he's 9 years old. Do you think there's anything you can do to scare me or alter my way of doing things? And that young kid taught me more, because I probably couldn't punish him any more than I possibly can. He's already incarcerated. What can you do to the young fella? So you just have to work with it best. Yeah. The gangs create a lot of havoc, in the prisons.
Okay, but we need to take a break here. We're talking about the prison system and what goes on in our prison systems. When we come back, I want to talk. I know you've got like six different things we're going to address here. I want to talk about the guards themselves.
Sure.
And how that system works, and how what's happened with that system via the unions over the past 15 or 20 years. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's Better on the River.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell clear pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, open on Saturdays. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good music. 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst. It'll take a little bitty ding or a crack that's 24 inches long, and he can fix it. He guarantees it. He's a man of honesty and integrity. He'll tell you if he can fix it or not, and he'll tell you, you know, on the best way of handling this. He's located right there on Market Street at 3208 South Market Street, and you can give him a call at 530-241-8373. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, veteran who does outstanding work, and he guarantees his work. Our guest is a retired San Quentin prison guard and supervisor of guards. Ed has been on the show before and has just the things he tells us about the prison system, starting to explain why it's cost $50,000 a year per inmate. We were talking about the guards themselves, the guard system. How have you seen that change a lot in 20 years?
Oh, yes. We've become a lot better trained. The people that are bringing in now, they're requiring them to have a degree, an AA degree to come in. So the department has changed dramatically, like all departments, outside agencies, inside agencies. We've all changed for the better. We're working on a better system now in San Quentin where we worked on prevention rather than apprehension. And once we apprehend somebody doing something wrong, there's a little less violence to it. We have a lot cooler heads prevailing inside the prisons nowadays. If the inmates allow us to quell the situation at the smallest of levels, that's what we try to do. But if they escalate it, then we're willing and prepared to take it to a different level.
But things have changed, though, with your guards.
Yeah, the guards have changed. Old school guards were kind of the rough and tumble kind of guards, and the newer kids today are coming in with a kinder or gentler attitude of making sure that they do a real good job. But then there is some of them that just aren't worth their salt in San Quentin, as far as I'm concerned. They come in, and just like any place, you're going to have your what we call LOPs. Correctional officers that are just there to collect a check, and they're the ones that can be the most dangerous because they're not fulfilling their requirements for their teammates. It was my job to make sure that I addressed all the correctional officers and that we're not fulfilling their obligations for safety and security of the institution as well as the public.
Were you able to do that?
It was pretty hard because the unions when I started were something that I was very proud of being as a union member. Is the unions worked on the betterment of the group. The unions were out there looking for better working conditions, better equipment, be better trained. And then as I became a supervisor, the union started looking out for the individual that couldn't seem to work to show up for work on time. They put more effort in taking care of an officer that seemed to be a liability to me. It was very hard to correct things. But in recent years, with Governor Schwarzenegger coming in, he made it a little bit easier for administrative staff to deal with people that became liabilities inside San Quentin. Because you have to remember, contraband comes into San Quentin in two ways, through the visiting room and through staff.
And yeah, I think I just saw that they had found that, you know, telephones, cell phones had come through, and the only way they could get it through was via the staff, right?
Well, no, the visitors are very creative.
Oh, are they?
Oh, my goodness. When you look at a visiting questionnaire to come in and visit these inmates, you think, well, you're safe because the inmate's locked up. That female that's coming in to visit that inmate, they have rap sheets as long as your leg. And as long as they're forthwith and tell us exactly what they have committed crimes on the streets and how that was dealt with, I cannot stop them from coming in. But a lot of them like to lie to you and tell they love checking that box, they've never been arrested. And then when I won't let them when I wouldn't let them come in, they just raised holy heck with me, saying, "How dare you not let me into San Quentin?" I say, "Well, you didn't list your arrest record properly," and I would have to prove them wrong. I would tell them, "Gee, did those 15 arrests for prostitution slip your mind?" You know, so it's interesting about visiting, and cell phones do come in through visiting, but a lot of them are coming in through staff, and cell phones are our number one problem. You haven't lived until you're working inside San Quentin at 3 a.m. It's dark, quiet, everybody's asleep, and you hear a cell phone ring up on the tiers. You know you've got a problem. But they've had other things smuggled into them. DVDs come in. We have a program at San Quentin called Brown Card Holders. For some reason at San Quentin, because of around the Bay Area, we have more Brown Card Holders that come in and visit inmates than all the other prisons combined in the state of California. And these people are coming in for religious reasons, yoga classes for the inmates. They're all Brown Card Holders coming in.
What's a Brown Card?
It's a person that applies to the warden that wants to come in and help an inmate with their expertise. Even if it's just to learn to read, people like to come in and teach inmates to read. Nobody's got a problem with higher education because most of them don't even have a high school education. You love them to get their GEDs and stuff like that. But Brown Card Holders are just another avenue of contraband into San Quentin.
Wow.
And so if you had a Brown Card Holder, the visiting department, or staff that's smuggling stuff into prisons, that was our job, is to try to stop that open hole of getting contraband in, because that's how you become unsafe.
Okay, got to take a break here. This is, you know, just the idea of what's going on in the prison systems. I tell you what, Ed, I do not envy you your past job. I mean, the fact that we know you and that you can talk about this.
25 years very, in the system.
Very logically and almost dispassionately.
On the right side.
Yeah,
the
right that's side. Right. The right. You're on the right side of the bars. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Your city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
What's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, January 29th.
As we bring you the classic horror story, The Monkey's Paw.
This encore performance celebrates our one-year anniversary, featuring the voice talents of Stephen Klein, Bob Korolec, Elizabeth Johnson, and Bill Collins.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:54 in the morning, January the 23rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans get discounts. They just, you know, what can I say about it? It's just a great place. Joel and Shelley, people of honesty and integrity, and support this community. You can get any type of coffee you want there at great prices. And, of course, like I said, walk into that humidor, and Macanudos, Bertagas, the Black Label Cigars, anything. You name it, they've got it.
Our guest this morning has been Ed, of course, who has been 25 years within the San Quentin prison guard system and has been wonderful to come back so quickly. It was one of our most highly touted shows. People really just love having you on. We'll have to have you on again soon. But you have a lot more that you want to cover, such as thank yous.
Yes, I do, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. First of all, I want to make sure I thank all the people of Shasta County for being Shasta County residents and listeners to our radio station. My big thanks to Carl and Linda. They've always been so kind to me and letting me come in. I hope I do a better and better job every time I come in. Big Bad Bob on my right here has helped me out a lot.
You are so fab.
I love the feedback, so if you see Carl and Linda on the streets, give them some feedback because it really gives me inspiration to continue. I also like to say hello to Elaine, our Reading Fire Department chaplain, and Jane down in our Reading office of Fish and Game. Jane helped me out with a problem last week, did me a real good job, and I especially want to say hello to all my groupies out there. Save me a donut.
Save you.
Hey, there is a question. It's got groupies.
It's really cool to have Ed come on because Ed, last 2 weeks ago was the first time you had done radio.
That's correct.
And we know that we had met you some time ago and wanted you to come on, and you were just wanted to wait till you were retired and on the other side, and then you could really share more.
It takes a while to leave the prison system and leave the lingo behind. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't come on this radio station and sound like I was an inmate or a hardcore prison guard. I wanted to talk clear and plain without stuttering, and so I think I'm accomplishing that every time I come in. Of course, sitting next to you makes it real easy.
Oh, I'm so flattered.
Hey, Ed, a question came through. Were you ever injured on the job?
Never was. I was very fortunate that I always kept my head cool, and I treated every inmate as I would want to be treated, and they always had a ton of respect for me.
You know,
that's cool.
Well, that's the big thing in prison. It's respect. I mean, that's what their gangs are, and that is to have your space and people not to. You see these movies where people are always planning escapes and all that. Were there any escapes while you were there?
Oh, most definitely.
What was a big escape?
There were a lot of walkaways. We had a ranch that was outside construction area, and the people kept the landscaping up of the prison. They were constantly walking off, but we call them walk-offs. But escapes from San Quentin, there was one. A lifer got out of San Quentin due to the help of a librarian. A librarian brought in everything he needed to walk right out the front gate, fake ID, new clothes and stuff like that. Well, that man eventually was caught in southern South America, brought back to San Quentin, and punished for escape, but then he was killed by staff in a fight.
Killed by the staff in a fight?
Yes, he was shot and killed.
Oh, my gosh. How long ago was this?
I'm going to say 12 years ago.
So he got the librarian to bring in everything, fake ID, so he just changed clothes and walked out?
Walked out the front gate. Yes, because...
I mean, that's like a movie.
Oh, it certainly is. And so it's a constant... There's a lot of people that are trying to get out. Just before I left, they transferred a whole bunch of new lifers into San Quentin, and one of them decided he thought he'd try to get out as soon as possible. And We start our count. He wasn't in his cell at count time, and we found him underneath a module trailer, hiding, hoping that he could get over the walls of San Quentin after dark.
Wow.
Well, that'll get him some more time to think about.
How many times are there prison riots or prison outbreaks within, and we got just 1 minute left, that really aren't published, that we don't really hear about, that aren't covered?
Well, inside San Quentin, it is a quiet organization inside, but generally it's picked up by the local newspapers when we do have riots, and we do have our share. I was involved in a riot where I was fortunate I wasn't hurt, but it was close. I had a lot of staff that were hurt in that riot. They're constantly fighting in the chow halls and taking on their causes in the chow halls.
Okay.
Chow halls are very dangerous.
Okay, well, we'll have you back again, because there's things we can do to let you know that you can cut back on costs, but it'll never happen here in California. It's like prisoners have more rights than we do. Tomorrow we're having Congressman Wally Herger on, and we're going to ask the good congressman.
Thank you, Ed.
Hey, I guess 26 years is enough, or 24 years is enough. We're going to talk to him about what he sees as the future here in the North State for Congress and all this. We've got a lot of people going to be running for his spot, and as you know, and we're going to have all of them on at one time or another to discuss this, and maybe all of them at one time. That'd be great.
Appreciate
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which side of the bars are you on?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.